This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For another visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from his clinic down in Florida. Lake Cardiology is the clinic. That's where Dr. Ken hangs his hat and his robe. I make it sound like Superman, though, when I the robe. Your white jacket. What do they call those? The white... White coat. But he's a white coat.
Yes.
Yes. The white coats are coming. The white coats are coming. This is Thanksgiving week. We all have lots to be thankful for, including all the information that Dr. Ken passes along to us every week through his research facility at his home base. You can always connect to Ken. I try to repeat this number a couple of times because people are always asking, okay, I love listening to him. You say he's available. How do I find him? This is how you find him. You dial 352-735-1400. You're not going to get into his bedroom, but you'll get into his office, and they can set up an appointment. You want to go there? It's cool. It's a wonderful little town to visit, and it's fun to go into his clinic and see all the people there that are being helped and attended to, and Ken talks to everybody himself. And also, you can connect perhaps after hours on a telemedicine connection. Again, same way to reach, 352-735-1400. So, Ken, you said there's some breaking medical news. What do we have?
Doug, the FDA has just announced that they've approved the first gene therapy for patients with hemophilia. This is a clotting disorder that has been a struggle for anybody to treat. It's for hemophilia B, which is the less common form of this genetic disorder. The drug is called Hemgenix. It's from CSI Behring. Are you ready? Probably only you can afford this. It's a $3.5 million treatment, but actually the cost-effective analysis investigation states in the long run it'll be cheaper for the healthcare because these folks, unfortunately, sadly, have incredibly big medical bills, and this will be a one-time fix. This is fantastic. Hopefully the other form of hemophilia will soon have a single genetic fix, but this is great hope.
Let's talk about hemophilia for a moment, what it is, who has it, how you get it, and what the current treatments are for it.
Hemophilia is basically an inherited bleeding disorder where the blood just doesn't clot properly. And this leads to spontaneous bleeding as well as bleeding following injury or surgery. And it can be very hard to deal with. You have to make do and help people with what you have. And there's two types, A and B, and those who are affected, it's about one of every 5,000 male births have this, and the best treatment is just to replace the missing blood clotting factors so that you clot properly, essentially, and this is done through administering in the vein these prepared factor concentrates, which are very expensive, and just don't really get to the cause, but they deal with what's not being made by the body. And here you're going to go in and change the genetic makeup, so they're making the factors. This is amazing.
Yeah. How often do you account for or do you see at your clinic in Florida somebody who is a hemophiliac? How common is this, and is age a factor?
Well, again, these are people who are basically seen by the hematologist, the blood specialist, and it's about one of every 5,000 male births have this. And I have patients, I've seen patients, of course, with this, but they're going to accumulate going to the specialist in this area who's the hematologist.
So that was the reason I asked you, because as a cardiologist, I wondered whether hemophilia entered into cardiologic problems, blood circulation, that sort of thing, if one might lead to the other, if there's any connection. It doesn't sound like there is much.
Well, when they bleed, they certainly become an issue. But we don't really see them any more than any other doctor. It's really the hematologists who have their hands very busy with these folks. And
yeah,
any doctor, because, again, 1 in 5,000 males, so any doctor's eventually going to see these people and the
signs
operated on. It's quite a challenge.
The signs of them does hemophilia make you bleed more intensely? What does it do to the circulation in that sense? Like, are you more likely to get a cut to bleed more?
Absolutely. When you have surgery, when you get a cut, it mm-hmm. becomes a big deal.
So does Eliquis or some of the other things that are blood thinners, does it, and you couldn't, if you're a hemophiliac, take these drugs nowhere you need to, I guess, right?
That would be, yes, you wouldn't think about that without getting your friendly hematologist involved, and mm-hmm. right, they're naturally anticoagulated.
Got it. All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Doug Steffen on Good Day Health for Thanksgiving weekend. Here's a way for you to make sure you're getting enough rest. The comfortable way with the best bed sheets, and now the biggest sale ever of sheets at MyPillow.com. The Giza Dream Sheets. Sets of them are selling now for $29.99. You can get a half a dozen different colors. These are cool in any number of ways. The cotton is cool, so if you're in a hot climb in the wintertime or the summertime, you get these sheets that breathe and you won't sweat. You'll be very comfortable sleeping in these. And why is this a good time to do it? Because they're on sale for $29.99 with the promo code DS at MyPillow.com. Ask also about the other Dream Sheets, the flannel for this time of year, for the cold weather climbs. They're exactly the same. I've got a couple of sets of each. I have a couple of sets of the Giza sheets. I got white ones and I have little green ones. And then on the other side, the flannel, I have the blue ones and I have the red ones. They are so cozy. The same deal. Go to MyPillow.com, get the deal with the promo code DS, and search through the catalog and get the best deals on all kinds of things that are there. Some good ideas for Christmas, but take care of yourself first. Great night's sleep on these sheets at MyPillow.com using the promo code DS.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Doctor, can't you see I'm burning?
with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. So let's do our COVID stuff. I guess we have to do our COVID. Dr. Fauci says that he sees a reduced COVID threat this winter. We're not going to see a repeat of what we've seen the last couple of years. What do you make of that statement? He's on his way out, right, to retirement, I guess, the first of the month. So what does this mean to those of you who have either gotten the shots or getting the shots? I don't guess it changes your mantra here. If you have a weak immune system, you ought to get the shots. Isn't that pretty much it?
Well, you have to get the rest of what Dr. Fauci said. And before I move on to Dr. Fauci, just in terms of, we were talking about hemophilia, women are carriers. This is on this genetic chromosomes that determine male and female. And on the X chromosome, women carry this hemophilia, and they can sometimes get the symptoms of it even as carriers. But let's talk about COVID-19. And you mentioned Dr. Fauci, but Dr. Fauci also, on his way out with a little controversy, urged continued masking and also urged getting the bivalent booster. So,
what is the bivalent booster?
The bivalent booster is the newest booster, which combines the half the original strain and half of a booster against the current Omicron BA4 and BA5. And now there are all these subvariants of Omicron. And the news this week is that the new bivalent booster, which Dr. Fauci on his way out urged everybody to get, is effective against the newest subvariants of Omicron. It's getting more and more technical into the weeds. BA1 through 5, and now there's BX1 and 1.1. All these subvariants of Omicron, but the newest booster, which was tagged against half against the original strain and half against the BA4 and BA5 Omicron variant, seems to be quite effective against all these subvariants of Omicron which seem to be appearing. So that's actually some good news, and the safety of the newest booster seems to be pretty good. I would recommend each talk to your doctor, because whether you should get it, I think, is between you and your physician about the risks and benefits of whether to get it or not. I'll just tell you, for me personally, I got it about 2 weeks ago. I was affected by this booster the same way I was from the original two shots and the one booster I had. The next day was horizontal most of the day, but the 2 days after, I was fine back in the gym. That's exactly how I've responded to the other COVID-19 shots in the same way, and afterwards I have had no ill effects from it. And I'm personally, for me, I'm glad I got it, but I'm not trying to convince anybody to go their own way, because I think by now everybody has dug in, has their own opinion about these shots, and they're going to do what they
think. Why waste your time trying to convince somebody? It is what it is.
I'm not even going to begin. I'm just in full disclosure telling you what I did for myself.
And got it.
It varies. And
yeah,
the flu shot, I feel even stronger. You know, unless you have an allergy to prior, the match is so good. Please get it, especially Los Angeles, Doug. Very bad flu there.
Yeah, I know that. All right, Dr. Ken continues. We have more COVID information coming up here on this week's Good Day Health.
Listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. So we're in the COVID zone. The information that you have gleaned this week from doing your research focuses now on the booster and what that does for the subvariants. I think you touched on this a little bit. Let's we've got a couple of COVID things that we should squeeze in here. So the booster, because it has the different ingredients, right? I mean, you've explained this a couple of times here.
Well, this is important news, what Pfizer announced in the last few days. Pfizer and BioNTech, they're the partnership of making the original shot. Moderna is the other company, a large producer of this, announced that their latest Omicron BA4, BA5 adapted bivalent COVID-19 booster vaccine, Doug, also shows effectiveness against the new subvariants of the virus. Those are the Omicron BX1 and 2, 1.1. It gets so complicated. The company said in a statement that their bivalent COVID-19 vaccine, Doug, the data shows a greater increase in neutralizing antibody titers than the company's original COVID-19 vaccine against these emerging Omicron sublineages. This is just good news as the variants are changing. This new booster that just came out as of June, it seems to be effective.
Yeah. Well, I think that because people still have a lot of questions, this is important to share. It doesn't seem like or sound like it's the same old, same old.
Effectiveness means keeping you out of the hospital and keeping you alive. It doesn't necessarily mean that it keeps you from getting mild illness. Mm-hmm. That's not how they measure effectiveness in these studies. Surviving and staying out of the hospital is the bar for effectiveness.
All right, there you go. As long as we stay on this side of the dirt, I guess it's okay. The fact that indoor humidity may affect the spread of COVID, this seems interesting. What do people need to know? Because this is cold weather and we're staying inside more, so how's that impacting, according to research, people getting COVID?
This week out of the Journal of the Royal Society Interface, Doug, a room that's either too dry or too humid can influence transmission of COVID-19 and cause more illness or death. Doug, maintaining an indoor relative humidity between 40% and 60% is associated with lower rates of COVID-19 infections and deaths. Most people are comfortable between 30% and 50% relative humidity. An airplane cabin is kept around 20%, so the sweet spot seems to be 40 to 50% for where you're living.
So do you think most people, do you know what the humidity is in your house? I couldn't tell you what it is in mine.
If you have one of the newer thermostats, it displays it.
Shockingly, I have an old thermostat.
I'm shocked to hear that.
I know you are. I figured you might be, yes. No, I don't have, I live in an older house and it has an older heating system and the old dial. I have a thermostat where you dial it, you move it around, and that's what the temperature is. That's it. I know. Matt, can you imagine?
From the 1960s.
My life is stuck in the 1960s. Good heavens. Can you imagine?
My childhood home had a thermostat like that.
Yes. Did you have a buckboard out in front? Or maybe my house had the buckboard out in front. That's what it is. Okay. We're going to move on. Dr. Ken has done some research on cancer. Some things have come up this week that are important for us to share. And we have other information about what to eat. It's Thanksgiving week. And even though most of you will be listening to this when Thanksgiving is over, we still have the ramifications, if you will, of eating too much and eating the wrong things. And having too much sugar, all that good stuff. So we'll review that for you as well as we continue with another half hour of Ken's Visit this week on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The busy holiday shopping weekend continues, with today being Small Business Saturday. Over the course of the entire weekend, 166 million people are expected to shop. While shopping in-store has become popular again, online shopping is also popular.
I think we have a really big base of consumers that shop online, but we also have a lot of consumers that shop in stores, and our best customers shop both of them. They really shop by their situation, they shop by their occasion, and that's why we spend so much time and energy on being an omni-channel retailer that allows our customer to use all of the different options that we offer whenever's most convenient for them.
Mark Mastrodoni, Chief Store Officer with Macy's, that audio courtesy of CNN. The Artemis 1 Orion spacecraft is now orbiting the moon. NASA says a milestone moment occurred Friday evening around 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
With Dr. Ken Kronos at 34 after the hour. This is Good Day Health. Ken and Doug going through a lot of research that Ken has done this week to help you understand what the information is about and how it may change your attitude towards certain problems. Information is always the king. So here is something good about those of you who exercise. What is the benefit, according to the latest research, on all this exercise, Ken?
Sure, Doug. American Journal of Cancer Research this week that getting regularly scheduled moderate physical activity, it can help extend the lives of people with colon cancer. Exercise is even helpful for obese cancer patients, reducing inflammation and improving the bacterial communities of the gut's microbiome. And amazingly, in the same week, out of another prominent medical journal, the JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open, we learned that even moderate physical activity is associated with a 60% lower risk of death among breast cancer survivors, a mortality risk similar to more active survivors, this new study suggests. So exercise helps both people with colon cancer and also helps people with breast cancer survive, extend life, live longer.
All right, back, let's see here, the list of things from various, most of these things, these newsletters, if you will, the journals, the average person doesn't ever even see. Although I think most people have heard of the Journal of, you know, the Journal of American Medicine, JAMA, right? Don't you think that most people are aware that that at least is where to go to get the latest information on most research?
Well, I think most of the world listens to Good Day Health.
There's a round of applause for that. Okay, here's something good now. We went from exercise to what you're eating, and as far as we all are concerned, we all, most of us, overeat on Thanksgiving week and weekend. What about the impact of if you still haven't picked the meal or you're having some leftovers, go for the dark leafy green veggies. Why?
Well, this is a way for people to work on what I think concerns so many, most of us, about our health, and that's trying to do something about our memory decline, this slow memory decline mm-hmm. that most experience as we get older. This comes this week from the medical journal Neurology. People who eat and drink more foods with flavanols. Doug, these are found in certain fruits and vegetables, including kale, tomatoes, apples, and oranges, plus tea and even wine. Don't overdo it. They have slower memory decline in older age. Doug, flavanols are primarily found again in kale, beans, tea, spinach, broccoli, tomatoes, apples, wine, oranges, pears, and olive oil.
So it would stand to reason that grapes should be in that list as well. If it's wine, maybe grape juice, that sort of thing. Would you say that that would fit into these?
Yes.
The rest of these that are here. Yeah,
it would.
Okay, so memorize that list, folks. There'll be a test next week to see how many you can remember, because they help your memory.
You,
get it?
And if you don't eat those, you will not be able to take this test in the future.
No. That's it. All right, go through the list one more time. I think it's important, maybe more slowly, so people can register it one way or the other.
Just think about dark leafy greens. And then
spinach
and,
that kind of stuff.
Yes, and fruits, and some specifics are kale, beans, tea, spinach, broccoli, tomatoes, apples, grapes, oranges, pears, and even olive oil.
Mm-hmm. I'm a great believer in an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I have had an apple every day of my life since I was old enough to remember. For whatever the reason, that's been one of the things. Every single day, I have an apple. And if I can find good pears, the problem with finding pears this year and pretty much every year is that they're squishy and sloppy and messy and yeah. If you can find some good Bosque pears that are hard, those probably be the ones that you ought to be eating to get the benefits of what Ken has just gone through. All right, next up, as far as the studying is concerned, the role of good cholesterol in heart health. Why would there be? I thought we always, you and I have talked about this ad nauseum, because you say I don't have enough of the good stuff, the so-called HDL. So looking at this, I have nothing to worry about.
Well, this may rock some people, and what I hear too often in the office from patients is, oh, don't worry about my bad cholesterol, LDL, my ratio is fine. What they're trying to say is that their total divided by their good HDL is fine, so they don't have to worry about their LDL. Back in the 1990s, cardiologists and internists talked that way, but we don't anymore. In the modern era, we know that bad cholesterol and good cholesterol, you have to take them separately. In the modern era, we want your bad cholesterol very low, and how low depends on you. We individualize that target, and we also like your good cholesterol up and look at them separately. The news this week from the Journal of the American College of Cardiology is that blood levels of HDL, the good kind of cholesterol, may not make a big difference to heart health after all, particularly for African Americans. Doug, low HDL, that's low good cholesterol, was linked to a somewhat higher risk of heart attack among Caucasians, but not among African Americans. However, high HDL levels, that's high good cholesterol, traditionally praised as heart healthy, make no difference in heart risk for African Americans or for Caucasians.
Isn't that interesting?
What I think, and this is really what, and I've mentioned this on air, the current state of the art of HDL, all it really indicates is the quality of your lifestyle. So a high HDL means you're eating properly and you're exercising well, but it doesn't specifically lower your risk. It's not a target for treatment. Every time drugs in the past have been used to increase HDL, they have failed. They've actually caused more havoc. That HDL as a target of treatment has been given up upon. But truly, high HDL levels, they show you have a good lifestyle, but they don't specifically spare you from having heart attacks, and low HDL seems to be not make a bit too big a difference for African Americans, but a little bit of a difference for Caucasians. out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology just this week. Breaking news, important.
What I hear you say is there are a lot of different components. It isn't just the level of cholesterol. There are a lot of things that go into your cardiovascular health. I've heard that.
Let me make it simple about cholesterol, because cholesterol can get so challenging. You get these subtypes, and people can really get into these VAPs where they subtype everything. Let me make it simple. Total cholesterol, one long molecule. Think about the good part, the HDL, the bad part, the LDL, and the triglycerides. And you especially want to ask your doctor, because it's individualized, what your LDL target should be. We'd like everybody's fasting triglycerides less than 150. And then the rest of the cholesterol, this HDL, we learned this week, is not as important as we thought it was in terms of disease.
Got it. We continue with more information to help you and your lifestyle on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronos, I was just thinking to myself what Jack Stockwell would say. He's been saying that. I can hear him now talking
about
that.
LDL is extremely important for preventing the number one killer, heart attacks, and the number one disabler, strokes. LDL, bad cholesterol, extremely important. If you want
still
to
important.
Planet Earth as long as possible.
After all these years. Well, mine is still not where it ought to be. I try to move it around, and sometimes it's successful, sometimes it's not. Program brought to you this week in part by Calitrin, as is usually the case. Calitrin is America's number one way to lose weight. A simple, non-toxic. I was looking at some of the things, and actually I was sort of boosted by what Ken was saying with regard to cholesterol and diabetes and all of those things that affect us. Being too heavy, having a bigger body mass index, what they call it, the BMI, not good. So that's why you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, the natural way to lose weight, more importantly, to keep it off. So the program is certainly good. This time of year, I get you into a mode of thinking that from Thanksgiving till after New Year's or even Valentine's Day, be on the offensive and get onto this program so you don't gain a lot of weight. This will modify and sort of moderate what's going on in your system if you're eating too much of the bad stuff and putting on weight. This will keep you from doing that. So call them right now or go online to toploss.com. Order your product for 90 days and get another 90 days free by using the code Doug at toploss.com, and it'll give you free shipping as well. What a great way to enjoy the holidays. Eat what you kind of want, not be crazy, but keep your weight in check. Calitrin's the natural way to do it. Check it out at toploss.com.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Caliper, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Dr. Ken, time of year as we enter into the holidays, a lot of people drinking a lot of alcohol. What's the warning here for women who are pregnant and drinking?
Don't do it.
yeah, right.
In a simple few words, again, there's another report out this week, Radiological Society of North America meeting in Chicago. Exposure, Doug, to even low levels of alcohol while in the womb can change the structure of the fetus's brain. The results of this study suggest that pregnant women should strictly avoid alcohol, Doug.
All right. No wine even, no beer, nothing.
Zero.
See, when I think of alcohol, I think of hard liquor, but there's so much alcohol in beer and wine.
And yeah, wine. Correct. If you love your child, don't do it. Just don't.
More important to love the child than to love that drink. That's the thing. Help yourself to safety with your children. Okay, have that. Dr. Ken comes back in a moment with questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour now. Good day, health time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Doug Steffen reminding you of the best way to get to Dr. Ken. It isn't just one-way information. It's not just him talking to you on the radio. You can talk to him directly, whether it's going to the office for an appointment or whether having a telemedicine connection is what's best for you, whatever. Call the office. Make the connection. 352-735-1400. All right, you got the number? 352-735-1400. People say I go through those numbers too quickly. All right, Ken, what's the story here with, I notice that there's some research on seniors having surgery and whether or not they're attended. Like, is your family around? Who's taking care of you after you've had your surgery?
This is so important. You know, we think about just what the surgeon cuts and how they do it and how the actual operation goes. But this comes out of JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, surgery edition this week, that older adults, Doug, and we usually mean 65 and older, who report being lonely, face a higher risk of death within 30 days after non-elective surgery, highlighting the need for better recovery and support strategies, Doug. This is amazing. More than 40% of older adults regularly experience loneliness, and loneliness has been associated with an increased risk of medical conditions, including stroke, cardiovascular disease and dementia, and early death. I, as a cardiologist, unfortunately see a lot of lonely senior citizens, and helping them deal with their emotional issues is so important to get them cardiovascularly healthy.
Yep. All right. So let me ask a question that is sort of connected to this. Al Roker, who is 68, is in the hospital this week because he's having blood clots in his legs and his lungs. Remember when he had that controversial operation to, what do they call it, button or staple your stomach to cut his weight down? That was supposed to help him in all sorts of ways, including blood flow and that sort of stuff. Does having that operation guarantee that your circulation will be better? I mean, what would be the story here? Why would he be having blood clots in his legs and his lungs? It's a pretty dangerous situation, right?
Well, I don't know his entire history, but this is just an important reason to stay active, prolonged sitting can do this. He may have a blood clotting disorder, but you know whether they're related or not is just probably another issue he has. But I don't know enough about him personally to tell you. But this is just an important reason as we're all thinking about traveling for Thanksgiving. Just if you're in the car, in the plane, every hour or two, just get up and walk a bit. That's the best way to prevent these clots, is just not having your derriere in one place too long.
Yeah, I try. I always, when I'm on the radio, I'm up every 20 minutes or so. I even go down into the weight room a little bit and move weights around up and down the stairs. I do it on the airplane, going back and forth across the country. I'm always up every hour or so just to move around because otherwise, yeah, you can get cramps and I don't know, they ain't good for you no matter what.
He had aggressive prostate cancer.
Oh, he did. I didn't know.
Patients
that.
Who have aggressive cancers are so-called hypercoagulable. It's one of the many reasons why people clot more easily than others. So this may be a factor. There are genetic issues. There are just issues of immobility that can do this. So many causes for why you get these clots, but most of us get them because of immobility. So don't let yourself be immobile, especially if you're traveling.
Right. All right. Question about hydrogen water. What is it?
Yeah, water is H2O, so I don't know any water without hydrogen in it.
I thought there was a... That's a good question for somebody. Yeah, it is. Now you mentioned it.
Hydrogen water is regular water with hydrogen gas added to the water. You know, this, I guess, is out of the realm of mainstream. Apparently,
is it a scam?
I don't think there's a lot of evidence. I haven't seen the evidence of anti-inflammatory, antioxidant. I'll look at the literature on this, but that's what people tout it as. And some people tout it as increasing energy, slowing down the aging process, improving muscle recovery. What the research is on it, I need to look at it.
All right. Well, Dr. Ken may have an answer to that question next week when we get together. As for the moment, we're out of time. 59 past the hour. Dr. Ken and Doug on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.